The state found harmful PFAS in the treated drinking water at more than 24 small water utilities in Indiana. Among other things, exposure to the human-made chemicals has been linked to kidney cancer, problems with the immune system, and developmental issues in children. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports 9 of those water utilities had PFAS levels above federal health guidelines.
That includes utilities serving Delphi, Leavenworth, Westport, Hopstott, Farmersburg, and parts of rural Perry, Sullivan, and Vigo counties. The Environmental Protection Agency recently discovered PFAS is much more harmful than we once thought, even at barely detectable levels. The agency has proposed limiting the two most well-known PFAS to 4 parts per trillion in drinking water. That's more than 17 times lower than the current limit. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management is still working to test the drinking water at the state's largest water utilities. That work is expected to be done by the end of May. Because the state started testing for PFAS before the new EPA health guidelines came out, it's possible more utilities have harmful levels of the chemicals. IDEM hopes to update its first set of results in the coming weeks. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.